Back on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom. As President-elect Trump's incoming cabinet continues to take shape, we're still waiting to find out who he'll name to run the government's second biggest department. But many veterans groups are hoping he won't name a new VA secretary, instead leaving Secretary Bob McDonald in his post for at least another couple years. 20 military and veterans associations have just written to Trump's transition team, arguing that McDonald's reform agenda has just started to take hold and now would be a particularly bad time to install new leadership. Bill Rausch is an Army veteran and the executive director of one of those groups, Got Your Six. And Bill, just to start us off, you know, in asking the president-elect to hold on to Bob McDonald, is that an endorsement of Bob McDonald in particular, or is it more a matter of just we need some leadership continuity at the top of the department at this particular moment?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's certainly a part of the need for continuity. Secretary McDonald has started to change the VA, the second largest bureaucracy in the federal government, and we certainly believe that continuity will allow us to experience that change much more quickly, which ultimately leads to, you know, better outcomes for veterans in terms of health care, wait times, and so forth. But then it's also an endorsement of him. And it's interesting because, you know, in many ways, he is the ideal candidate for President-elect Trump to join his cabinet. But because he is an Obama appointee, there's been some politicizing, frankly, of whether he should stay on. And so from our perspective, it's in part continuity, but it's also in large part because of the work that he's gotten done during a divided government. And we think that with a government that is run predominantly by one party, the Republicans in this instance, there's a unique opportunity to bring real transformation over to VA.
Yeah, and just to clarify a little bit, you know, with respect to some of the names that are reported to be on the short list, Pete Hegseth from CVA and former Senator Scott Brown, there's been some reporting over the last week that some of the VSOs have told the transition team they can't support those gentlemen. Are you and your fellow groups that signed this letter opposed explicitly to them as potential nominees, or is this more like no one should be replacing McDonald at this stage?
Well, you know, the reason we led the 20 organizations who joined our letter asking President-elect Trump to retain Secretary McDonald, our approach was to really stand for something rather than stand against something. And that's why we wrote the letter. Mm-hmm. And so we're committed to working with President-elect Trump and his team. We know, and I know as a veteran myself, that when the VA succeeds, veterans succeed. And so our approach was to tell the President-elect that we want you to succeed. We believe the best way for you to succeed is to keep Secretary McDonald. And we think that's a much more productive approach than saying we're against these other people. And I'd also say that, you know, there are a lot of people on the list. And as a nonpartisan organization, you know, the list of people I've seen and that we've looked at, you know, some I think would certainly do better than others. But there's some good candidates on that list, none of whom we think is better than Secretary McDonald. But there are some other people on that list that we don't think would do a bad job. We just think that the continuity is important. We think the progress he's already made is important. And I'd also say that, you know, he's also not a politician. This guy puts veterans first, and that's President-elect Trump's number one point out of his 10-point plan, is somebody who puts veterans first, not politics or party.
Well, another point about Mr. Trump is in other cabinet positions and other nominations, he has seemed to favor people with, you know, successful business careers on the outside with private sector successes. And McDonald sort of fits that mold.
Well, he does. I mean, just recently we saw that Vinnie Viola, Army veteran, West Point graduate, extremely successful CEO, was put forward to be Secretary of the Army. Bob McDonald certainly fits that mold. And I'd also add, as it relates to Secretary McDonald, you know, he was the CEO of a Fortune 40 company. The VA would be the equivalent of a Fortune 10 company. And so there are some parallels and similarities, which, again, we think, I'm pretty confident that if Secretary McDonald wasn't already in the role, I think he'd probably be at the top of the short list. But because he is an Obama holdover, I think, you know, politics comes into play. It usually does. But then again, I'd also say that, you know, we've talked with the Trump campaign. They've been, the Trump transition team, and they've been very receptive to our letter. They've been very receptive to our approach, and they've assured us that President-elect Trump is going to look at everybody, that he's, you know, collecting and consuming information, and that's why we wanted to put the letter together. So he knew that the vast majority of veterans organizations supported McDonald, supported his MyVA transformation, and we would certainly support him and applaud President-elect Trump if he made what we think would be the right decision to keep him on.
As to the specifics of why you support him, your letter basically tells the team that you think McDonald has already accomplished a good deal of change at VA. Can you talk a bit more about the efforts that you think have borne fruit, as you put it?
Yeah, I think the efforts that I've seen the secretary really make to bring about real change are really twofold. One is culturally. As a values-based leader, he's really flipped the organization to really place the veteran first. And so, first and foremost, you know, it's about the veteran. So it means that people make decisions based off values and principles rather than strict rules. So I'll give you a quick example. There was a case recently, unfortunately, where there was a veteran who had a heart attack in the parking lot of a VA hospital. And there was a rule that said you can't go out into the parking lot to pick up a veteran if they need medical assistance. You've got to call 911. Well, that makes no sense, right? That makes absolutely no sense. And that was a really great case study where the secretary and his leadership team used that as an example to say, hey, guys, there may be a rule that says you can't go into the parking lot to pick up a veteran who's having a heart attack, but that doesn't make any sense. So use common sense, use your values, use the principles that brought you to VA, and go take care of that vet. So the cultural piece is, I think, a really huge component that he's tackling. The other component is, just simply put, results, right? Private sector appointments are the highest they've ever been, overall appointments, way up. We've got an increase in trust that veterans have towards the VA, which, by the way, is still not good. It's over 50% now. It's nearly 60. But, you know, that should be up to 85, 90, 95. But they're making progress, right? They're still hiring more folks. There's a huge shortage of nurses and docs in the system. And so he's making all this progress. And I should note that they're making this progress in divided government. And Congress hasn't exactly helped them succeed. In a lot of ways, the VA reform that's happened has happened despite Congress, not because of Congress, which again is why we are urging President-elect Trump to consider Secretary McDonald, because we believe with a joint government, they'll really get behind his reforms that really have a positive impact on vets.
You know, I think for several of at least, you know, the early years of Secretary Shinseki's tenure, there was kind of a similar attitude among veterans groups, which was, you know, we think he's committed, let's give him some time to make changes. And then there was a scandal and some of that patience wore off. I guess my question is, how will you know when Secretary McDonald has had enough time to implement his programs and, okay, now we can judge whether he's failed or succeeded? Because he's never going to achieve perfection in this huge, complicated bureaucracy, right?
No, that's true. It's a difficult task. I mean, we often say that being the Secretary of VA is the second toughest job in Washington behind being the president. I mean, it's a tough job. I think ultimately success of any secretary should be measured by satisfaction by veterans. And so ultimately, I think that trust factor that we're looking at, I think that's a real key component. It doesn't matter if, you know, more vets want to go inside the system, if more want to go to their private doctor, they've got both options. You know, that's just the decision we make. But the outcome that we have is really, really important. And I think that's how any VA secretary should be measured. I would say that, you know, General Shinseki, I was actually in the active army when he was still serving. And, you know, we've got a great group of flag officers who have served our country in and out of uniform. And there are several on the list for President-elect Trump to look at. But, you know, the advantage of having a CEO in this instance is they are a veteran themselves. They're not a retiree. They're a veteran. We're talking about Bob McDonald here. But then he has an entire 30 years of experience running a massive organization, which is different than being a flag officer and running a military unit, for example, whether it's a division or a combat command or you name it. And so that's a nuance that's worth talking about because, you know, General Shinseki is a very honorable man. I think he did an excellent job in certain areas, ending veteran homelessness. He really led the charge on that. But, you know, somebody like Bob McDonald has a different experience and skill set, which we think is better suited to run VA than perhaps a flag officer who's just recently retired.
I guess my last question is, maybe Secretary McDonald has talked about this, and I just missed it. This may well be true, but do we even know that he's interested in sticking around? Are we being too presumptuous here?
We might be presumptuous, but if we take him at his word, which is that he's a member of the Veteran Party and he's doing this for veterans, I think he'd absolutely say yes if asked. And I think, frankly, you got to look no further than 2.5 years ago when President Obama, the President of the United States, who's from a party that's different than Secretary McDonald, asked him to do this job. He didn't need the job. He certainly didn't need the money. And a president from a different party asked him to serve this country, and he stood up and he said yes. And I think there's no reason to assume otherwise. If he was asked by a president of his own party to continue the job that he's finished, to put veterans first, I'm confident, you know, he would consider it. And assuming his wife would give him the go-ahead, I think he'd say yes.
That's Bill Rausch, the executive director of Got Your Six, one of at least 20 veterans groups who are urging President-elect Trump to retain Bob McDonald as VA secretary. We'll post a link to their letter to the Trump transition team at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, when it comes to employee engagement and how to improve it, transition can be a time of both peril and opportunity. First, though, postal reform is still on Congress's to-do list, the issues lawmakers will need to tackle in the next session. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom.